Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish, Pei Dalet. We are up to Sif Hei, the third to last line on page 124. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Im nishtatik hamaftir be'emtza haftorah. If the one who was reading the Haftorah all of a sudden became unable to speak, sahabala sayma lo yaschil mimokom shepasak harishon. So the one who comes in to be the substitute reader of the Haftorah should not begin from the place that the first one ended. Rather, he has to go back and start from the place that the first one started, just like by a Sefer Torah. So the Mechaber says, if you're filling in for someone else who can't read the Haftorah from the middle, you don't just start from where he left off, you have to go back to the beginning, just like we learned by the reading of the Sefer Torah. The Rama says, "Ushnayim lo yomru haftorah bepam achas." Two people should not read the haftorah together as one. The trei koli lo mishtami, because two calls, two voices cannot be heard together. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tes, "Kmo basefer Torah." Uliinyan bracha lefaneh yesh deos bereish simen kuf mem ayin sham hatam v'adin hacha. Now, in terms of whether the second person who takes over needs to make another bracha before the haftorah, that will have the same machlokas as we had earlier in simen kuf mem legabe sefer Torah. So, if you look in note number 13, he gives a little summary. Sheledeya harishona hamuvas b'shulchan aruch sham. According to the first shita in the mechaber over there, the one who fills in for the person who was silenced and can no longer go weiter in the Torah, gam es habracha shelifnei hakriya. He also has to make the bracha before the laning of Asher Bachar Bonu. Uladas haRambam lo yivarech haola hasheni es habracha shelifnei hakriya. But according to the Rambam, the one who fills in does not need to make the bracha before the laning. There in Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah, the Mishabura explains what's the machlokas based on. The reason why the second one does not need to make his own bracha is because he is relying on the bracha that the first one made. Uledeya harishona, and according to the first opinion that he has to make his own bracha, kevan shehaola latora einu mevarach lehotzi asacher bebrachaso. Since the one who gets the aliyah, he's not making his bracha to be motzi others in his bracha, v'chol echad mehaolim mevarach laatzmo. And the raya is that each person who gets an aliyah nowadays, he makes his own bracha. So you're not having in mind to be motzi anyone with your bracha. Lachin gam kishe echad mehaolim nishtatik. Therefore, even if one of the aliyos he gets nishtatik, he gets silenced. So the person who fills in is going to have to repeat the first bracha as well. He wasn't yotzei with the first person's bracha. So says the Mishabura, in terms of the bracha lefanav over here, so there's a machlokas in Reish Simen Kufnem, which we just discussed, and the same thing would apply over here. The ayin b'prima gadim shekasav the suffik brachos lahakil. And then the Mishabura says, look in the prima gadim, where he writes that since it's a machlokas, we would say safek brachos l'hakel, and the person who fills in would not make the bracha again before the haftorah. In note 14, he points out that the Mishabura came out differently by kriya sefer Torah. In note 14, he writes, onam le'el kosav shi'achsu l'varach gam bracha rishona. There the Mishabura came out that you should make another bracha rishona. Here he seems to be coming out, safek brachos l'hakel, and you would not make a new bracha rishona. Back to the Mishabura, v'ayim b'mashek asavnu b'simin kufmen b'bir alocha. Look what we discussed over there in the Biralocha. The Ayin Shom is Sif Aleph Bahago. Look over there in Sif Aleph in the Ramoda. Fibu b'mokom shal Shilat Tzibur kore b'Sefer Torah. That even in a place where the Shilat Tzibur is reading from the Sefer Torah, gam kein hadin ditzarech lahaskel mimokom shehisrel harishon v'hadin kan. Just like over there, the din is that you must start from the place where the first one started. You don't just pick up where he left off. So the same din is true over here as well. Says the Mishabura Vaitus of Katan Yud. This is going in the Ramo that says two people should not say the Haftorah together because Trei Koli Lo Mishtami. Says the Mishabura Gam Lo Ye Nikra Haftorah Ayidei Shnayim. Besides the fact that you can't have two people reading it together at the same time, you also can't have it being read through two people. Dahainu, which means to say the case would be She'echad Yikra Pasuk Echad, that one of them would read one pasuk, v'hasheni shosik ad shemesayim ha-pasuk, and the second one will be silent while the first one reads his pasuk, v'yachar kach korei hasheni pasuk acher, and then the second one who was silent will go ahead and read the second pasuk. Ki amaftir shekora batorah tzarech sheikra hu levad kol haftorah. You can't just be alternating psukim even though it wouldn't be a problem of Trey Kali Lo Mishtama, but the Maisa, as we learned, the one who got the Maftir in the Sefer Torah, he's the one that needs to read on his own the entire Haftorah, and therefore you can't be alternating Psukim as well. Sivkotan Yir Aleph Lo Yomru, they shouldn't say the Haftorah together. Ayim B'Magen Avram, the Dafka B'Korom. Says the Magen Avram, this that they can't say it together is Dafka, they're both saying it out loud, then you have a problem of Trey Kali Lo Mishtama. Ava B'Lachash Mutter Lomar. But if the second person is saying it quietly, that would be permissible. Because that won't bother anyone. It won't distract your friend that he won't be able to hear the one who's doing it out loud, because you're doing it silently. And actually, this is the preferred way to do it. Likros b'lachash mitocha sefer makore, that you should read along quietly from a sefer together with the balkore. The ayin b'prima gadim the mashma. Look in the prima gadim who is mashma. The yira likros mila b'mila imash latzibur kadeshi yitzayis lahakore. So the prima gadim is mashma that you should see to it to read along word for word with the shliat zibur in order that you should be focused on the kriya. The ayin b'beralocha mashik asatnu b'shem shar efrayim. Look in the beralocha what we wrote b'shem the shar efrayim. The ayin b'sefer ma'isa rav shekasav. Look in the ma'isa rav who writes the hod dekasav amagin avram shiyira likros b'lachash mitoch asif emakore. That which the magid avram says that you should see to it to read along quietly from a sefer with the balkorei. Haynu dafka keshagorei korei mitocha chumish. That's only if the one who's doing the haftorah out loud is only doing it from a chumish. Aval keshagorei mitocha navi. But if the balkorei is reading it from a navi, so yikruhu levad. He should read the haftorah alone. V'kulam yu shomen. Everyone should just listen. Because again, the Chavetz Chaim l'shitaso, he's doing it on a higher darga. So therefore, why should you read it along from a chumish? Rather, better to hear it from him, from the Navi. The Ayin Sham Od Shekasav, look over there further that he writes, Dim Yikru HaKol B'Kol Rum Im HaKorei, if everyone's going to read it out loud together with the Balkorei, Tia Birchas HaKorei Bracha Levatala. So then the Bracha that the Balkorei is making is a Bracha Levatala. The whole Bracha is only Chal when there's a Minyan. A Minyan means that there's a Minyan of people that are listening to the Haftorah. If everyone's reading it together out loud, so his Bracha ends up being a Bracha Levatala. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sevov, Ein HaMaftir Maftir Anchi Yikmor HaGola Liglo HaSefer Torah. The one who is reading the Haftorah should not begin the Haftorah until the one who does Galilah finishes rolling up the Sefer Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sekatan Yud Beis, Hainu She'ein Rashai Lahasra Lomer Haftorah An She'igmur. What he means to say is you're not allowed to start reading the Haftorah until the rolling of the Sefer Torah is done. Ve'atam, the reason is, Kedei She'gam HaGolol Yitein Libo L'mash Yomer HaMaftir. It's in order that the one who's doing the Galilah can pay attention and hear the Maftir, and he shouldn't be distracted. She'chovehi Al kol odam lishmoa parsha saftorah kemo parsha shebasefer Torah, because really there's a chiyuv on every person to hear the haftorah, just like there's a chiyuv on every person to hear the laning from the sefer Torah. Uberashi shomashma shetzorach lahamten ad sheyuglul asefer Torah b'mitpuchoseha. From Rashi, it's mashma that it's not enough that the sefer Torah is just rolled up, but actually the covers have to be placed on the sefer Torah as well before the haftorah begins. Then the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, "Ein l'salak me'al ha'shulchan sefer ha'neviim o achumish shekarnu bo ha'maftir." You should not remove from the bima the sefer of the neviim or the chumish that he's reading the haftorah from ad achar ha'bracha until after the bracha after the haftorah. Kedei sheyira v'yavarech amash shehiftir, so you should see and make the bracha on that which he said the haftorah on. So since the bracha is on the haftorah should still be sitting there on the bima. There are a couple of notes over here with some very practical applications that I'd like to read, and that is note number 19 and note number 20. In note number 19, he points out, not only does the haftorah person have to wait till the Galila is done to start the Haftorah, af birchos Haftorah kasav el shel yaskel. He should not even start the brachos of the Haftorah until the entire Galila is done. So that's in terms of beginning the brachos and the leaning. But what about opening up the Navi and getting to the place? So the mashmos of the Mechaber over here is that it's permissible. All the Mechaber says is, don't start saying the Haftorah. But to open it up, it is certainly mashma that it is mutter. But on the day that we're reading from two separate Sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch did tell us earlier, there it's not enough not to start the leaning from the second Sefer Torah. There you should not even open up the second Sefer Torah until the Galila is is done on the first one. Let's see note number 20. Ubi mei sheni v'chamishi she'omrim l'achar kriyas haTorah yihi ratzon. On Mondays and Thursdays, we know that the Chazan, after the Hagba, says the Hiratzons. So we learned earlier, She'ein tzarech lahamtin ad she'yigmru l'glo. There you do not have to wait until the Galil is done. Mishum she'amiraso hirak minhog. That Amira is only a minhog, and we don't have to worry if the person who's doing the glila is not focused. Ubetaynis tibur b'mincha shemaftirim ba. On a fast day at mincha where we have haftorah as well, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shedino kamo b'shabbos, it follows the same din as Shabbos, shelo yaschil ha-maftir as birchas haftorah, ad sheyigmaru l'glo as ha-sefer Torah. Again, you should not begin the maftir of the haftorah before the sefer Torah is rolled up. One more point in note number 20. Vanohogim lomar b'meisheni v'chamishi ashri v'alotzion kodom shemachlisin es ha-sefer Torah l'on ha-kodesh. A tzibur that davens nusach svard, so they're saying ashri v'alotzion before they return the sefer Torah to the Arum. So kosav ha-ishal avrom shi'echolim la-haschil la-omro gam bezman shegolim es ha-sefer Torah. Even though you have to wait till the sefer Torah is closed up before you start the haftorah, but you do not have to wait before you start Ashrei. Kevan shagolo yachalomer Ashrei la'achar shigmar luglo. Because the person who's doing Galila, if he's distracted, he could just say Ashrei afterwards. That's not a problem. Masha'enkein b'avtorah b'chosel shetzrichim l'shmo kulam b'amaftir. When it comes to Haftorah, everyone's being yotzei with one person's reading, so there he has to be focused. And therefore, over there you have to wait till it's rolled up, and the person who did Galila is now available to listen to the Haftorah. But if it's just that the tzibur is going into Ashrei v'alatzion, you don't have to worry about the golol. He could just start Ashrei a little later. Anyway, he is saying it on his own. Let's see one more sif and finish the simon. We're up to sif Zayin, the top line on page Samach Gimel. B'Shabbos Shaparshios Mechubaros. On a Shabbos where there is a double parsha, Maftirin Bahaftoras Parsha Shnia. So the Haftorah is read from the second parsha that you read. Says the Ramah V'ayin L'Kamon Simen Tov Chof Ches. V'nogu lahaskir acha kriyas haTorah nishmos hamesim uluvarech hauskim b'tzor chetzibur komokom ufimen hogo. And the minhag is that after kriyas haTorah to mention the nishamos of the mesim, which is not our minhag on a regular Shabbos, and also to make a bracha for those who are uskim b'tzor chetzibur, which is our minhag. Komokom ufimen hogo. Each place follows its own minhag. V'nohagin lomar yukumpurkan, and the minhag is to say yukumpurkan, v'ein bazem mishum iser tchina b'Shabbos, and that is not considered an iser of making requests on Shabbos, that's considered only a bracha. V'gamkein nohagin lomar avarachamim, the minhag, as we know, is also to say avarachamim, u'b'chol yom she'ein omrim bo tzidkoscha tzedek ein omrim moso. And any Shabbos where we're not saying tzidkoscha tzedek, and tzidkoscha tzedek we know is the replacement for tachlin on Shabbos, and it's after the Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha. So anytime we wouldn't say Tachnun, if it would be a weekday, we don't say Tzidkoska Tzedek. The Ramah is saying that we would not say Avarachamim any day that we don't say Tzidkoska Tzedek. V'chein k'shiyesh chasana o mila, and so too, we do not say Avarachamim if there is a chasana or a mila. The Ramah ends off and says, V'yesh mikomo she'ein omrim oso k'shemuvarchin achodesh. There are those places where they don't say Avarachamim on a Shabbos where they're benching Rosh Chodesh, milvad bimei ha-svira, except during Sviras ha-omer, v'holchim b'choza achar minog, all these things go after the minog of that particular tzibur. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Gimel, we said when there is a double parsha, you read the Haftorah from the second parsha, shebo mesayimin ha-sakriya, because that's the parsha that you're finishing up the kriya with, the Haftorah follows that parsha. Sivkotan yudal v'ayin l'kamon simin tov chof ches, v'inyin haftoras acharei kedoshim. In terms of the Haftorah v'achareimos kedoshim k'shem l'chubaros, when they are together, look over there, and there we learn out that the Haftorah on the double parsha v'achareimos kedoshim, although we mentioned the rule over here, and it should be the Haftorah of kedoshim, but l'maisa we read the Haftorah of acharemos. The yeser dine Haftorah, look over there in Tov Chav Ches for more dinim of the Haftorah. Says the Mishabur Vaitis of Kotan Tesvov. The Ramah said the minhag is that after the Kriyas HaTorah, we mention the Nishmos HaMesim, and we're Mevarich Le'uskim Mitzarech Yitzibur. Says the Mishabur, is Dafka Achar Kriyas HaTorah. La'fuke Achar Ashrei. This is coming to include that you would not do these things after Ashrei. Lo Yomar Shum Dover. You should not say anything after Ashrei. Da Akadish Sha'omrim Lifnei Ha'omud. Kodem Tfilah Shman Esrei Hu Koyal Ashrei Sha'omar Batchila. Because the Chatzi Kadish that we're going to say before Shman Esrei of Musaf is going back on the Ashrei that you said before. V'alkein Eim Lahasek B'neim. Therefore, there should be no Hesek between the Ashrei and the Kaddish. I we put back the Sefer Torah. So it says the Mishabura v'yahalulu she'omrim ein hefsek. Yahalu that we say when we bring back the Sefer Torah, together with the psukim that follow, that is not considered a hefsek. Umasha nishtabif ha'minog shekeshiyesh chola. That which the minog has evolved, that when there's someone sick, oches ha'chazen ha'sefer Torah b'yado l'achar Ashrei, the chazen grabs the Sefer Torah in his hands after Ashrei, v'omrim mishaberach, and he says the mishaberach, umafsek harbe ben Ashrei l'kaddish l'fnei ha'amud, and that's causing a great hefsek between Ashrei and the Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei, Shelo Kadinu, that is inappropriate, that should not be done. If you look at note 25, he points out, what about the Tfilas Mishaberach that we say on the Shabbos before Bahab? So there we say it after Ashrei, we say this special Mishaberach. So Kosav Asherei Rachamim, Shemeatam, and before Khan, Yesh Lomer Kodam Ashrei. According to what we're saying over here, Taka, you shouldn't say it then, you should say it before Ashrei, V'chein Hora Ha'aderes. Meidach, on the other hand, the Levush and the Prima Gadim write, Sha'omer Mesa Mishaberach Achar Ashrei. They say that you say this Mishaberach after Ashrei. And Chaim Kanievsky explains, Shekevan Shenogu Luvarech Achar Ashrei, Hareza Nechshav Tzorech Vein Zehefsek. Since the Minhag is said after Ashrei, that's considered a Tzorech, and that is not a Hefsek. So that comes out a little bit funny with the Mishabura, because the Mishabura says at the end of Katan Tezvav, that which the minhag has evolved, that when there's a chola, you say a mishaber for the chola after Ashrei, that's shelo kedinhu. But if according to Rechaim Kanievsky, that bahab, since that's the minhag, so then it's okay. So here also, if that's how the minhag evolved, the chora should be okay as well. So tzarachin over there, what would be the chiluk? Says the Mishabura Baiter of Katan Tezayin. The Ramadan says that we also are knowing to say Avarachamim any day. And any day that we don't say tzedakah, so tzedek, we don't say avarachamim. The imchal Tisha B'av b'Shabbos, when Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, af al pi she'ein omrim tzedakah tzedek, even though we don't say tzedakah tzedek, because on Tisha B'av we never say tachanun because it's called a moed, omrim avarachamim. There we still would say avarachamim, because again, avarachamim is remembering those who were giving up their lives al kiddush Hashem, and that's very applicable to Tisha B'av. So even though there's no tachanun, there's no tzedakah tzedek, on that day, of Tisha B'av Shechalas B'Shabbos, there will be Avarachamim, Kein Kosav El Yirabah, B'Sim Mitov Kuf Nun Zayin. V'Aprima Godim Sim Mitov Kuf Nun Tes Kosav, Shegamki Maskirin Bo Neshamos. For that same reason, we will also be Maskir the Neshamos on that Shabbos. Osan Shemaskirin B'chol Shabbos. Again, those places that have the minug of being Maskir the Neshamos every Shabbos. Aval B'Shabbos Shemavarchim Bo Av. But if it's not Shabbos of Tisha B'av, rather it's the Shabbos that we're benching Rosh Chodesh Av, O B'Shabbos Shechalbo Rosh Chodesh Av, or the Shabbos that Rosh Chodesh Av falls on, Gufa itself, then Ein Omrim Avarachimim. On that Shabbos, we would not say Avarachimim, the Ein Maskirin Bo Neshamos, and we'd also not mention the Neshamos. Then we said in the Ramah that there are places that do not say Avarachamim when they're benching Rosh Chodesh. The Ein Maskirin Bo Neshamos, Sivkotin Yozayin tells us also when they're benching Rosh Chodesh, not only do they not say Avarachamim, they also do not mention the Neshamos. The Afilu B'mokom Sha'omrim Avarachamim Kigon B'mei Asvira, even in places, meaning even on times that we're saying Avarachamim, like we said at the end of the Ramah, during Svira we say Avarachamim, even so, afilu hachi ain maskirim bo neshamos, we still will not mention the neshamos, rak lemish nifter bo so shavua, only those who are nifter on that very week. The Prima Gadam says that it appears to him that we will not be maskir neshamos at all. And finally, Sivkotan Yudches, we said that you don't say Avarachamim in certain places when they're benching Rosh Chodesh, except during Sfiras HaOmer, Mishum Shehoyu Hagzeros Bo'oso Zman. Sfiras HaOmer, there was a time, is a time of the year where there were a lot of Gzeros, and therefore, even though we wouldn't normally say Avarachamim when we're benching Rosh Chodesh, if it's in time of a lot of Gzeros during Sfiras HaOmer, we do say it. And even if a mila falls out on those Shabbosos where we're benching Rosh Chodesh, number one, we're benching Rosh Chodesh, number two, there's a mila, afilu hachi omrim, we still say avarachamim. Daha omrim also b'mei chodesh nisan kishim avarachim chodesh ir, because after all, we say it during the month of Nisan, when we are benching Chodesh Iyar, so there you have benching Rosh Chodesh, and you have the Chashivas of Nisan, the Isbe Nami Taitel Tivusa, so you see that even when there's two positives, you still say Avarachamim during Sira. The Huadinim Yeshmila bin Nisan, the Ikatlasa Tivusa. The same thing would be true if it would be in Nisan, and you'd be benching Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and it would be a milah, and you have three positives, you'll still say Avirachamim. Gam kein omer moso, you still say it during Svira, the ein chiluk bein tartu l'tivusa ubein klasa l'tivusa, there is no difference between these two good things and the three good things. For ma'isav is during Svira, we do still say Avirachamim in all these cases. Aval, however, kishachar Rosh Chodesh Iyar b'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh itself actually falls on Shabbos, we're not just benching Rosh Chodesh, it actually is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, then ein omer moso, then in fact we will not say Avirachamim. The kol shekein she'ein maskirin bo neshamos certainly will not be maskir the neshamos on that Shabbos. The chein b'chol chodesh Nisan, and so too the entire month of Nisan. Af b'yomim shalachar haPesach d'tocha svira, even the days at the after Pesach at the end of Nisan, which are during svira, gam kein ein maskirin bo neshamos. We also are not maskir neshamos. Aval avarachamim omrim bo kevan shu b'mei svira. But again, like we've been saying, avarachamim will be said then, since l'maisa it is during svira, it is a time when there are a lot of gzeiros on Klal Yisrael, so we will say avarachamim even though it's during svira. That concludes Siman Reish Pei Dalet and Mitzvah Shem. In the next year, we will begin Siman Reish Pei Hei, which is the halachos of Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.